Parshat Matos Masse, 2006. Israel's military commanders decided that they must invade Lebanon in order to drive Hezbollah from their border, at least 20 miles deep, right up to the Litani River. The army decided to cross the border. In our Parsha also, we find the Bnei Israel who are prepared to cross the border, to cross the Jordan into hostile enemy territory into Eretz Israel. These soldiers were fighting for their promised land. They had a lot at stake, much to lose. All, that is, except for 2.5 tribes. I'm specifically referring to Shevet Gad and Shevet Reuven, as well as half of the tribe of Manasseh. They decided, for whatever reason, that Israel was not for them. Instead, they wished to live outside of Eretz Israel. Torah tells us in Pasuk Hei, "Vayomru," and they said, "Imatzanu chein beinecha." If we find favor in your eyes, Moshe, "Yutan es haaretz hazos abadech lachuza," give this land to our servants as an inheritance. "Al tavirenu es hayarden," we do not wish to cross the Jordan. Can you imagine the words that Moshe heard? Moshe, who himself could not enter Eretz Israel, now sees 2.5 Shvatim not wanting to enter Israel themselves. Now, it's very possible Moshe could think that since they're not interested in living in Israel, they shouldn't have to take part in the battle. Why should they have to wage war? After all, the land wasn't for them anyway. We find in Pasuk Vav that this is not how Moshe responds. "Vayomer Moshe livnei Gad livnei Reuven," and Moshe says, "Hachechem yavol nolchama." Your brothers are going out to fight a war. And what are you doing? What do you want? "V'atem teishvu po," and you're just going to sit here and do nothing? "V'shichatem l'chol ha'am hazeh." Pasuk Tes Vav tells us that by you not being supportive and not fighting, what will happen? It's not only that you are not going to be involved and there will be less people involved in the war, but "v'shichasem l'chol ha'am hazeh," you will be the one responsible for destroying this entire people, the Bnei Israel, who would not be victorious without your help. Why would they not be victorious? Because they would see the lack of importance of Eretz Israel without your presence. I believe Moshe is saying a very important lesson. A lesson then, and also a lesson for ourselves today. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, do not forsake the Bnei Israel now. They need your support. They need your solidarity. Give chizuk to them. Let them know you're right behind them, together as one. This past Monday, I attended a rally in front of the United Nations. As member of Bell Harbor, we rented a bus, which I did not go on the bus. I took my car, I went separately. However, I had a few cell phone numbers. No big deal, I could easily contact someone from the shul, from the community. After all, how many people would attend a rally at 12 o'clock on a Monday afternoon when it's so hot outside? When I finally found parking in Manhattan, I looked up to one of the very high, tall buildings, and it tells us the time, which it said it was 12 o'clock, and then it flashed the temperature, and I couldn't believe it. It was 101 degrees. And then I noticed that people were handing out water bottles, water, which usually costs a few bucks, they're giving out water bottles for free because it was so hot. So in my mind, I said, it's one of the hottest days of the summer. It's a weekday. It's in the middle of the day. How many people are really going to be here? I probably won't even need to call them. I'll be able to find them with ease. I managed to speak to one person, and she told me that the group was in front of the stage. It was only a few feet away, was the way I interpreted it. So I moved, and I asked for, excuse me, pardon me. Finally, I made it all the way to the very front. And I looked around and around, and I could not find them. I was told afterwards that I was less than 20 feet away from a very large group. You see, that's how many people were at this rally. Some claim that there was 10,000, possibly even 20,000, 20,000 people to show their support and solidarity for Eretz Israel. Now, living in New York, one could certainly have the mindset that when I get out of my house, I'm not concerned that there'll be missiles or bombs that'll be dropping nearby. After all, I don't live in Eretz Israel. Israel is not where my home is. Moshe is teaching the B'nai Gad of B'nai Reuven that Israel, in fact, is your home. And since Israel is everyone's home, Israel is every Jew's home, we must fight for her and defend her from her enemies. We commend the President of the United States, President George W. Bush, for his public statement, which he said, quote, "Israel has a right to defend herself." We commend all the politicians who publicly support Israel and spoke at the rally this past Monday. And they told us what they are doing to fight against terrorism. But that leads us to a very important question. What are we doing? What are we doing during this crisis, during this time? The RCA, the Rabbinical Council of America, writes, and I quote, "We call on all Jews everywhere to engage in prayer, Torah learning, and good deeds on behalf of the people and state of Israel." But until when? When should we stop our tefillos? When do we stop saying the Tehillim? When do we stop doing things on behalf of Eretz Israel? Moshe Rabbeinu answers this question for us. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, "Va'avru lachem kol cholutz aseyard lifnei Hashem." How long should you be involved, Reuven and Gad, in this war? "Ad harisho es oiva mipanav," until he drives out his enemies before him. We must not stop until all of our enemies, the enemies of mankind, are drawn out from Israel and its borders. In conclusion, I'd like to share with you a statement made by Rudy Giuliani after the September 11th tragic attack and the collapse of the Twin Towers. He turned to the Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, and he said, "Ehud, if the New Yorkers can withstand it like the Jerusalemites do, then we will defeat terrorism. May this day occur very, very soon." Good Shabbos.